This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Labor negotiations are back on between employers and unionized dock workers at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports, which face a September deadline to reach a new contract agreement. The issue that had broken off earlier negotiations has been how to handle increased automation. Seven states have fewer jobs now than before the recession a decade ago. Of those states, Alabama is the worst off, with 62,637 fewer jobs in 2017 relative to 2007 levels, representing a 2% deficit. Other states that still have ground to make up in terms of their labor market included West Virginia, 33,428 fewer jobs, Mississippi, 26,666 fewer jobs, and New Mexico, 23,422 fewer jobs. Wyoming and Illinois continue to lag. In the UK, meat packagers are being accused of mislabeling the fact that they are involved in factory farming. A Marine Inspector General's report has found a toxic work environment in the Quantico Marine and Family Programs Division with complaints of sexual harassment, racial bias, and bad management. After the Parkland shooting, there were 638 copycat threats reported in a two-week period in February. Signs everywhere in the UK argue that obesity is the number two cancer cause. Recently, the government has extended its campaign, telling the food industry to cut 20% of the calories from its products over the next 6 years, citing that one-third of UK children are obese. Private parish jails in Louisiana, in the words of Keith Nordyke, criminal defense attorney and co-founder of the Louisiana Parole Project, are waiting for somebody to get convicted, because that's $24.39 for every person. A survey in the UK found that more than a fifth of female business founders have faced unwanted sexual advances while pitching to secure financial investment. A quarter of female business owners have experienced inappropriate propositioning during business meetings. Hollywood star actress Emma Stone says that she got equal pay when her male co-stars demanded it and gave up a portion of their own for her. Susan Sarandon said that years ago, Paul Newman did the same for her, guaranteeing her equal pay. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.